Big Red Bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
Now, next Thursday, June 25th at Feathertown Park in Tipperary, the Cork LGFA Under-16s will contest the 2026 Airnav All-Ireland Under-16A Championship semi-final against Kildare with a 7:30 p.m. throw-in. Ahead of that clash, we're delighted to be joined here on the Big Red Bench by the Cork Under-16A manager, Yanis O'Connell. Yanis, how are you?
I'm very good, Ger. How are you?
I'm doing really well. It's been a minute since we last spoke, and that's because when we did last speak, Cork captured the Munster Under-16A Championship title with a 3-9-11 victory. 11-point victory over Kerry, but that was at the end of April. So can you explain why there has been a 9-week gap to your All-Ireland semi-final first?
Yeah, listen, 9 weeks is a big gap between championship games. It's not easy to prepare for, but I suppose thrown in the middle of all that is the girls that are doing their junior cert. So it's to allow a bit of time for them to study, to maybe step away from training for a few weeks and get themselves right for their exams. But listen, we've managed through the 9 weeks. The girls have trained very well and very hard, to be fair. And listen, they're only raring to go next week.
Yeah, so it's worth mentioning just for people who follow under 16 and under 14 in minor football that the gap is a traditional gap because, as you've just pointed out, there's a lot going on in these young players' lives. They've got exams. There has to be this gap. So how have you and the management team worked around this?
I know, listen, we've just continued training as normal. We haven't put any of the girls under pressure to come training, that the girls that are doing their junior cert. We've given them the time off if they wanted it. There was no pressure whatsoever. It's been great. Listen, the girls have, I think they're champing at the bit. They haven't missed much training, to be fair to them. They're mad for Oud. They love coming to training. They're looking forward to the match next week. So all systems go for us.
Is it actually a good thing for them, so Yanis, and for you as well? Like, this is an outlet and a release from having to concentrate on other things like exams and that playing for Cork and representing Cork as they have done since late last year when they trialled for this. It's a long journey, but that you're culminating now in an All-Ireland semi-final, this is a positive thing for those girls to come to training and maybe just leave all those concerns about the other things behind.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. There's a balance there to be had, in my view. And listen, we have Angela Walsh there on our management team, as you know. And Angela spoke to the girls at the start of the year about that balance and about coming training to get away from the stresses of school and other activities and other stuff going on in their lives. And I think they've used that. They've come to training throughout their studies. I think the one main day they missed was the Wednesday training that the junior cert started. But most of them have been there more or less all the time, which is great. So they do see it as a release. And listen, they enjoy each other's company as much as we enjoy poaching them. So it's great.
Yes, and one thing I've picked up on just from our conversations throughout since late last year, actually early in the new year, is they are a very self-motivated group. Now, most girls, when they get to intercounty ages under 14, 16, they obviously, football is the biggest thing, one of the biggest things in their lives. But it strikes me that a lot of the players, and there's a lot of players from a lot of different clubs here as well, in kind of growing a club mentality around it is very important, Yanis, because you're together for such a long time. But they are an incredibly motivated group of girls.
Yeah, they're very motivated, and that's part of our team culture that we've embedded from day one, was the togetherness and the fact that it's their team, it's not our team, it's their team, and they're representing themselves, their clubs, their county, their families, and they've all bought into it, to be fair. And it's great seeing them having a laugh and having a joke before and after and during training at times. We have to rein them back at times when they go a bit too far, but listen, once they're enjoying themselves, that's the main thing.
On a serious note as well, you face Kildare in an All-Ireland semi-final. Now, they beat Meath in the Leinster final. Now, there's a tradition of, as you know better than I do, ladies football in both of those counties. It's a very rich tradition. They've always got very, very good, strong and talented underage teams. I would imagine you've done your homework on Kildare, but if they're beating Meath in a Leinster final, Yanis, this is going to be your strongest and most difficult opponent yet.
Oh, of course, 100%. We know a lot about Kildare. We played them in a challenge game back in February before the Munster Championship started. James is their manager, who I know quite well. We've played against him over the years a few times, different age groups, so we're very familiar with each other. Listen, he's a very good coach. He's got a very strong management team there. And from when we played them in February, they've got some really, really good players, and we need to be at the top of our game to be able to compete and challenge and hopefully come out the right side of the result next week.
Playing an All-Ireland semi-final on a Thursday night is not ideal for anyone. It's just the way things are. It's traditional again. That's not having a go at the LGFA. But the logistics of getting up to Feather in time, to get your warm up, get everybody's minds right. Same for Kildare on a Thursday night. Obviously, everyone would rather this was played at the weekends, but because there's such demand on facilities, it's never possible to do that. How are you preparing for a Thursday night throw-in up in Tipperary? The same with Kildare, obviously having to prepare to come from their county.
Yeah, no, listen, logistics is tough and it's not ideal, but listen, it's the hand we've been dealt and we just have to go with it. I suppose we've kind of structured our training around the time of the start time of throwing for the match so the girls can get used to playing in the evening times, you know. But listen, I have a very good flow there, Miriam O'Connell. She's excellent. She's preparing all the logistics, the bus up, the bus back, the bit of grub. So listen, we're well prepared, everything's organised, and to be honest, I think I'm speaking on behalf of the girls, we wish the game was tonight. Do you know, listen, we're mad to go, so we're looking forward to next Thursday night.
It's a positive time for Cork GAA senior men's football and hurling, and also from a women's point of view, the senior ladies come back in Waterford. I know a lot of the players would have watched that or have seen the aftermath of that and the manner in which Cork and Joe Carroll's side kept alive their All-Ireland hopes. And it's same for Germanley and the Camogie team. Do the players watch a lot of that? Do you know if they take interest in it? Obviously, they're very busy preparing for their own All-Ireland semi-final, but I'd imagine seeing a performance from the Cork senior ladies, especially down in Dungarvan, and the way they came back, an inspiration for them.
Oh, definitely. And listen, the girls are very well tuned in as to what's going on at senior level. They've got family members and clubmates and clubmates at the train with every week playing in those games. So they're very well tuned in. And I suppose the one thing they learned from that game is you're never out of the game, do you know? Joe's side there last Saturday night, they were behind for most of the second half and they got a bit of momentum towards the end. And just to prove the game is never over until it's over. So if the girls take that out of it, that's brilliant, do you know?
Indeed it is. Next Thursday night, June 25th at Feathertown Park in Tipperary, the Cork LGFA under-16s face Kildare in this year's AIRNAV All-Ireland under-16A Championship semi-final. We will be there from the big red bench, but until then, in that 7:30 p.m. throw-in, Yanis O'Connell to you, your backroom team and all your players, the very best of luck.
Thanks very much, sir.
The big red bench. Game on. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
New England summers don't exactly ease you in. One minute, the windows are open. The next, your apartment feels unbearable. Well, meet Windmill Air. Windmill window ACs are sleek, they're quiet, and cool your space fast without the bulky eyesore. Rated the number one easiest AC to install, Windmill lets you adjust temperatures right from your phone and, unlike traditional units, cools your room more evenly like central air. Shop Windmill online at windmillair.com or pick up an AC at your nearest Target or Home Depot. Windmill, modern air care your room deserves.